bespoke.
You know, like tailor-made.
Yeah, yeah. I know what it means.
I know what it means, but I've never seen it or heard it as much.
Do you think someone came up with that word specifically to describe? What? You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. And I get that right every time.
Every
Mike Wilmot.
We nailed the beginning.
Yep.
You can't say that our beginnings aren't fantastic.
Just let the intro music roll for a bit. This is good. This is good. This really sums you up.
Sums me up. What's it called?
It's Balkan Beastie Boys.
Yeah, this is really cute.
It's cute. We could almost put it on again at the end.
Well, let's do that. Though,
or we just leave it on now.
Well, I don't want to yell over it.
Are you a fan of the Beastie Boys?
Yes, I am a fan of
And Balkan music? Listen to this. That sound of those horns is how I imagine the sound you hear while you're walking down the street. When I watch you walking the way you walk, that's the sound.
No, I'm thinner now. I'm way thinner. That was the sound of me.
That was the sound of you?
I think I would hear that. Or the sound of like any kind of music you hear when you hear a bear. Oh, look, Phil, what time is it?
Oh, what is it? What? Oh, it's time. Oh, you've made... Time to plunge the coffee.
It's time to
plunge the coffee. Now, maybe you want to explain to our listeners. We have got this new, is it La Crusette? Is that how you say La Crusette?
It's a plunger thing, but it's ceramic.
Ceramic plunger thing.
And it's a big one.
Yeah.
And they tell us to let the water boil, then back off.
Yeah.
And let it stop boiling.
Yeah, let the water settle.
Settle.
Before pouring it over the grounds.
Then you pour it over the grounds. Then, without not stirring.
Not the ground. Don't pour it over the ground.
You don't want to stir the ground. What you want to do is just break the tension of the floating with just a spoon. But don't stir it. Just break the skin.
Uh-huh.
Then wait 4 minutes. Oh, see, well, fuck, I've talked through it. I've left it. Oh, fuck.
Now you hit the alarm enough.
It's now been five minutes.
I thought you were plunging. It's been five. Now we got 5 minute coffee.
We got 5 minutes. Because I didn't explain what the fuck I was doing.
Because you should have just done it as you were doing it.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe we should have started the whole thing, say we're plunging.
And I've got a half a cup of instant here anyway.
And I've got old stuff. Mine's got
up. Next episode, Phil.
Anyway, if you're making coffee, now you know how to make it. And we go to our next door to My Kind of Coffee, next door in Crouch End. Very nice shop.
And they're lovely people, too. Yeah, remember, we recorded one of our shows there.
We did. If you're an avid fan of this,
then you'll remember the episode where the machine kept going on and
making the noise.
So you couldn't hear what we were saying, which I think is... I think we should do that one
we
again.
We taped that one in My Kind of Coffee, right next door here in Crouch End.
Oh, it's got a head on it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's frothy.
That's a nice coffee.
That's a nice coffee. I tell you... Wherever Phil Nickel is performing tonight, he's going to be pretty edgy on stage.
Can you imagine Phil Nickel's going to be nuts.
Phil will be out of his mind.
I can't imagine him ever doing it, being out of his mind. Not on stage.
No. Very restrained.
You were talking about the word bespoke.
Bespoke is a word that has been around for since the beginning of bespoking.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, earlier...
This podcast is the most bespoke.
I'm hearing bespoke being said a lot more.
Yeah.
It has just been... It's resurfaced.
Were you looking out the window at this bespoke funerals?
Yes. It's not a funeral, is it? I thought it was dry cleaning.
All right. Well, dry cleaning funerals, similar.
No.
Bespoke.
No, it's W-Nodes Funeral Services, Virgin Health Active... A health club.
We might have to take this off for legal reasons.
Supporting your local hospices.
But where's the bespoke? Where's the fucking bespoke?
And then there's dry cleaning bespoke. I'm saying that when I watch all these shows, with antiques and crap, and they always say, I've just been hearing there's a resurgence.
Right.
Of the word bespoke.
Right.
I'm thinking, I don't know, I think that I might be right on that, I might be wrong. But it's been popping up on my radar more.
Bespoke is like pop-up. It's become a hip thing.
Yes.
It's like, we're doing it for you. This episode, The series four. I got the first two on series four.
Yeah.
Episode three.
This is more designed. This episode is more designed for you, the listener. This is our bespoke episode.
We decided to sit down, make 4 minute coffee, and we're going to tell you how to make stuff.
Look at my phone number on the bottom of your screen right now, and give that a phone call, and we'll answer any questions you have.
Yeah. Yep. So ring it now.
Right now, at the bottom of the screen, you'll see my phone number. Dial it up, and we'll answer all your questions.
If you're not watching this, you should be.
You should be, because my phone number, which I can't say out loud,
is on the bottom of the screen.
It's on the bottom of the screen right now.
So any questions?
Any questions at all? Not too dirty, not too clean. I will, and honestly, it'll come from my heart.
Yep.
Bespoke to you.
Yep.
Our listener.
Just
number again.
Any questions
on the bottom of the screen?
On the bottom screen. Just ring in now.
Ring it up.
Yep. And no matter where you, if you're at work or
while you're driving, pull over.
Pull over. If you're in Wales,
you shouldn't be watching this if you're driving.
Yep. And if you're in a tent in Wales, how do you get TV?
And that number again, is right at the bottom of your screen.
Right at the bottom of the screen. Just words. I'm just waiting here on the Zen with Mike Wilmot.
And soon you'll be hearing our co-host Yuriko Catani.
She just closed the door.
She closed the door on us, and you will be hearing a hairdryer in the background. If you're wondering what that noise
is,
but don't worry, you can still phone.
Bespoke for you.
And I think Phil and I will answer any questions about Phil Nickel as well. Any questions you have about Phil Nickel, his career in the West End, on everybody's jamming about Jamie, he'll answer it for Phil. Because they do know each other quite well.
And completely.
The number's there, right there again.
Just right there.
At the bottom of your screen.
Just call in.
So we'll do some Balkan stuff.
Have you seen The Last Jedi? Why am I asking you that?
I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
No?
I've watched all of them. But only because...
Oh,
because
you're a Star Trek guy.
Because I'm curious.
You're a Trekkie.
A Trekkie. I like special effects.
You like the Kardashians.
You
like the Kim Kardashians.
Oh, the Kardashians? Yeah, Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Raj became famous, right?
I know.
She was on the Final Frontier...
You're thinking of a planet of alien critters that are not the Kardashians.
Critters. Is that how you call them? Critters. Imagine if they heard you say that.
They're like snake guys.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Whoa! I'm so sorry. They're lizard people. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I say snake people?
You did.
Oh my
snake
God!
Eyes.
I know.
You said they're snake eyes.
The phone is gonna ring now.
I think you need to call. How are all these kids doing it on YouTube with their call in questions? We don't.
Yeah, I have the phone on. Let me see. Yeah, it's on all right.
Yeah.
I have it on do not disturb.
Would you be upset if I gave them your number over the air?
Well, of course.
Good.
I would be shocked if you knew my number off the top of your head. I don't.
Well,
I don't know this number.
So this is
it's only going to be working for 2 more days and then I fly home.
No, this is episode 3.
Oh,
four.
Right. This is
Happy New Year.
This is November. The other way.
You don't go back and talk about it.
I think we can. We're fucking with time.
If we're going to pretend.
We can pretend we're going back.
Yeah.
Not
in Canada.
Let's make it October and I haven't got here yet.
No, let's see. This will be... Where's my phone? This will be 3 weeks from now. This will be New Year's. Happy New Year.
Hey!
We're in 2018.
Yeah. Woo! Did you party heavy last night?
How was that wine, by the way? Have you tried it yet?
I forgot it. Here it is, the wine. It's still really cold.
Now, how's the... you're selling tickets for your tour with Simon Entwistle?
Simon Entwistle and I think I want to go with that other guy, the American dude that we found later that you didn't record. We got to play that guy the baseball game guy.
Yeah.
I'd rather tour with
you.
Want
to play?
But I know that guy is probably playing some shithole in Buffalo, New York right now.
He probably does all right. He looks like he makes some money.
Well, he's got more video than I do.
I like sound effect guys. The Umbilical Brothers, they do sound effects.
They're fantastic.
Reese Darby.
Reese does.
Oh my God, he's amazing! He amazing sound effects.
Who is the English guy that used to work at Malcolm's Club all the time?
Chris Luby.
Chris Luby. He did airplanes.
Yeah,
and they sounded really.
Yeah, I think Tony Law did airplanes for a while as well. You know the Canadian.
He sniffed airplane glue.
Oh right. I hope he doesn't listen to this. There's no way.
There's no way he's gonna listen to this.
He's not on it.
Might as well talk about Fulton.
Talk about Dave Fulton. I hear Dave Fulton and Tony Law are on tour next year.
Yeah, they're gonna do 45 minutes each. Split it right down the middle.
Is that what he said? So where if you were going to go on tour, because I think Phil Nichols on tour next year.
Phil Nichols, after the play. But here's what I think. I think the play is going to be such a success.
You think?
They're going to pay Phil a lot more money to not go on tour, to stay with the play, and then possibly go to Broadway. Wouldn't that be great for Phil?
I think that'd be great.
I bet he'd still feel empty inside.
I don't think.
That's the weird thing about Phil. You have to agree, he really is empty inside.
He's empty inside. He's like empty that's inside. Right. Did you hear my sound effect there?
You're getting better.
Thank you very much. We're kind of running out already. It's so early in 2018, running out of stuff to.
What? No, that's that's all I had. That's all I fucking.
That sounded like a sound effect of
a guy going through the radio pretty quick.
You ever do this hit?
In a helicopter.
Bum 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 bum.
What the fuck is happening? Was that the Andrews sisters? How old are we?
I don't know. And that's only coffee.
That's Mr. Sandman.
We haven't even cracked.
That's Mr. Sandman.
I know what it was.
Send me a bum 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 bum.
Yeah.
Make it that I don't know the words.
I'm looking forward to Phil Nichols' tour in September.
Is it September?
September, October, November 2018.
So what if
he's got some dates at the show?
Listeners here that say, "Boy, I would love to see Phil Nichols live." Would they have to talk to Phil Watkins?
I don't know. They could go online to the philnichols.com website.
Is there really a philnichols.com?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, with all ticket sales, where I sell all merch for him. I do all his merch as well.
You do his merch?
I do all his merch. And sometimes, every once in a while...
45 records? Do you sell 45 records?
Every once in a while, when he double books himself, Mike, I will admit, that I step in and do the show for him.
Oh, you do? I would rather see you do it.
Shut up. You're so nice.
I know.
You'd rather see me do it than Phil Nichols.
It's coffee. Even though it's 5-minute coffee, it tastes like 4-minute coffee.
When you add the 5-minute coffee to my cold coffee, that brought it back, the average, down to 4 minutes.
And also just that little residue of instant coffee mixed in.
That's really nice.
It sort of makes it just a little shitty.
Just how I like
just
it.
Just how I like life. You know what I mean? When it's too nice, you can't go back. But when it's a little shitty all the time, it's a better life.
I want to go out to the Balkans.
Are you trying to play that song again, Phil? Is that what this is? Are you just dying? The only one we've got on the computer now?
No, I've got a new one. My computer's not working.
Well, why is your computer not working?
I don't know.
Something racist about it earlier?
No, I was talking about Japanese. I was talking about Eureka. No, we were watching some Japanese anime on the...
Are those perv cartoons?
On one of those... No.
With the preteen girls running around?
No, it's more like child cartoons, like stuff that kids watch.
Oh.
But they're in Japanese, so Yuriko can watch it and I can read the subtitles.
Oh, and is this how you're learning how to speak Japanese? Are you going to learn how to speak Japanese that way?
Yeah. Hi.
That's it. So far, that's it, eh?
Hi.
What else you got?
Hi.
What else you got?
Hi. That's what I got.
That's lucky that there's an English word. Hi, which is almost exactly like hi.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah. Hi. So that helps.
Yeah.
If all that was just English words that meant something different, everyone would be able to speak another language.
That's what it is.
It is. Is
they're all just English words that mean something different.
Ah. What was that?
That was yes.
Ah.
I was like, I see. Yeah.
That was a noise.
What?
Oh, right. Okay.
Not that old gag. Oh, come on.
Who are you?
You can't.
Come on.
You can't.
It's the third episode we're doing
today. People are paying for this.
No, they're not. Can they?
You can.
How would they?
But if you wanted to.
Oh, now I'm into the pitch. See, this is the first season. Send us a buck.
Send us a buck. Well, you know what? We've done three seasons of this. No one, the only person that's ever given us any money was Jeff Green.
And he still, so that means he's still the producer.
He produced, no, he produced that series. If you want to produce this series, Jeff, get on it. Maybe yeah, another, no, 50,
a buck, a
another
buck.
$50.
Everyone send us a buck.
$50.
If everyone listening sent us a buck, we'd have like 20
two,
bucks.
2 bucks.
Yeah. Two? Well, 2 bucks.
Well, I'll give one and you can give one. It's $4.
That's $4. We'll match.
Eureka.
We'll match all your. If you send us a buck, we'll throw
give,
in a buck.
We'll give ourselves a buck as well.
We'll give ourselves a buck. We'll match you buck
in fact,
for buck.
Yeah, so all the more reason to send in stuff. To, we will
and
match do, your buck.
And yeah, and it has to be a buck.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe $2.
Okay, two bucks.
A pound. Okay, $2. A pound, that's like $2 Canadian.
Not
anymore.
Somalian mounts to feed.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what does Somalians use for money? Dirt. I think it's dirt. Just mounds of dirt.
That's not going to go down with the Somalians.
You know, unless they're sitting on a big pile of dirt. The rich ones, they're laughing.
Ooh, yeah. They're on mounds.
Oh, that's right. Kardashians.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come-hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy.